right. Welcome to Return on Podcast. I'm Tyler, and we're doing a summer school series called Gold Nuggets for E-commerce Brands. We're going to dive into a few books that have really changed my life as a business owner. And because I'm a nerd and I read a lot and I do these little micro book reports anyway, I thought I would pull out the best ones and do the shortest version for you, my audience here at ROP. So we're going to give you three nuggets, two application stories, and one game-changing hack, all in less than 10 minutes. Are you ready? Let's dive in to today's discussion. All right, today we're going to talk about Buy Back Your Time by Dan Martell. In Buy Back Your Time, Dan helps entrepreneurs regain control of their time and achieve better results in their lives. Martell offers practical strategies and tools to pick out those time-wasting activities, prioritize tasks effectively, and then delegate the ones that need to be delegated. He shares a lot of personal experience and guides readers towards maximizing their productivity and reclaiming valuable time for things that truly matter. So let me give you three nuggets. Nugget number one from Buy Back Your Time. This one really hit close to home for me. I didn't realize this, but entrepreneurs, statistically, if you're the kind of person that starts a business like you and me, we tend to come from more difficult childhoods that may have some trauma or some brokenness in our home. And often this serves us. Often this helps us have the tenacity and the survival skills to build something quickly, to overcome obstacles, to be the kind of people that can take risk. I know this is true for me as my mom really wrestled with addiction as I was a kid. But here's what happens is once we reach a certain scale, a certain size in our organization, those same elements of our personalities that are a blessing become a liability. And I can say this for myself that Dan, by the way, talks about this being maybe between 1 and 3 million in revenue. And that has been true for me in both of the companies that I've founded, where I've done a really great job of being the tip of the spear, getting a company off the ground. And then I kind of accidentally did some self-sabotaging once we reached a certain scale. And so I thought this book was the first time I really connected those dots between my wiring and my upbringing that are both a blessing and can sometimes be a curse, and connected those dots to how they've impacted me as a CEO. And so Dan gives some practical advice on identifying these assassins. You know, if you ever feel like chaos follows you, if you ever feel like you kind of hit a ceiling and it's hard to break through it, then this book by Dan might be a good one to shed some light on that. So that's nugget number one. Nugget number two is you got to give yourself permission and a budget to offload things from your plate that are sucking up too much of your time. Dan recommends using something called a buyback rate calculator. I'm going to give you an example here in a couple minutes, but let me just show you what the math looks like. If you could add up the salary, benefits, perks, and whatever cut of the profits in your business belong to you, you can arrive at an estimated annual benefit to you as the owner of the business. I know when we're selling businesses, we call this SDE, but I'm talking about just true benefit to you. Here's my salary. Here's my benefits. Here's my perks because I pay for my whatever gym membership or my mastermind group or whatever it is. And then, you know, if I make $100,000 profit, that's part of it too, right? So total up that total benefit to yourself. And then if you take that and divide it by 2,000 working hours in a year, you can arrive at a rough rate of what your value is to the business. Well, here's the point. If you can hire someone at a quarter of your rate, so let's say, in the example I'm going to give you in a minute, the hourly rate ends up being $80. If you can hire someone at $20 an hour to accomplish that task, then you're going to successfully buy back your time that you can then invest in doing higher level or higher impact activities. And by the way, this is especially true if you find yourself doing tasks that don't give you life or energy, that they're not fun for you. So that's the second nugget, is use a simple buyback calculator to determine what your rate is, divide that rate by four to give you a budget to outsource to other people. Nugget number three, it is really important to regularly do an energy audit to identify where your current energy and time resources are going, and so that you can identify those pockets where you need to delegate next. So Dan differentiates between tasks that need to immediately be delegated. These are the ones that don't give you energy and don't make you any money. And then he talks about some tasks that you eventually need to delegate. These are the ones that you may not love, but they actually do make you money. And so they're going to probably be more expensive to outsource. And so he helps you think through things on those kind of, if you kind of think about the four quadrants, those are the two, the two axes, right? As I've got either something is high impact where it makes a lot of money for the business, or another way to look at it would be very expensive to pay someone else to do it, or something is low impact, right? That's the scale. And then the other scale would be, I either love doing it, it gives me energy, it gives me life, or it's kind of drudgery, I have to do it and I put up with it, but I don't love it, right? So if you kind of use that matrix to identify the things that are sucking your energy that could be more cheaply outsourced, and you combine that with that buyback budget that you and I just calculated, then you have a really easy way to determine what the job description is that you're actually trying to outsource. Okay, let me give you some stories to drive this home. Recently, I was meeting with one of my clients, John, and to give you an example, by the way, of the buyback rate. So we added up his 12-month salary, profit, perks, divided by 2,000 hours in the year, and we came up with $160,000 that this business gave to him in benefit. Took that 160K divided by the 2000, right? And just like I told you a minute ago, his buyback rate was $80 per hour. So if you take that $80 rate and again, divide it by four, and the reason it's divided by four, by the way, is Dan wants to give you a 4X return on your investment. If I can hire someone to do this at a quarter of my rate, that's really, it's hard to screw that up, right? That's cheap enough that I can afford to have a little bit of fluff, not get it perfect and still be okay. And so what Dan would say to my client, John, is, hey, buddy, if you can hire someone to do anything for $20 an hour or less that you don't like, that doesn't give you joy and energy, you got to do that. And in fact, you need to do it pretty aggressively so that, you don't end up burning out as the CEO of your company, right? So that's an example and a story of how to apply the buyback rate calculator. Now, here's a story for me on the energy audit. I actually took Dan's advice and opened up a Google Sheet and on one of my monitors, and I pulled up my Google Calendar on the other monitor, and I literally went down the task and was like, okay, let's try to make a list. This wasn't much fun, by the way, but it was like, all right, I have this meeting and I have this sales call and I have to put this proposal together and I have this analysis and I have this spreadsheet work and I have to go fly to this conference or whatever it is. I just made a list of about 30 different kinds of items that I did over a 2-week period. And then I went through that list two separate times. The first time I was using, I don't think you guys have ever Googled a restaurant and you notice where it has like $1 sign or $2 signs or three or four, right? In other words, it's kind of a subjective, simple way to say, hey, this is either a relatively cheap task to outsource or hire someone else to do, or this is a relatively expensive task. And so for each of the items on my list, I put, I'm not a real smart guy, so just put $1 sign, two, three, or four. It's very subjective, but it allowed me to kind of make a stack rank of in terms of value. I went through the same list a second time and used the highlighter feature in Google Sheets to either highlight it green, because I love it, this gives me energy, I smile when I look at that task. Orange, if it's like, by the way, I didn't use red because you can't read on a spreadsheet when you color it red. So I used orange. Not to mention, I'm a Georgia Bulldog, so I'm kind of a Gator hater. So when I think of things that I don't like, I think of the Florida Gators. So used orange if it's something that doesn't give me life, doesn't give me energy. And then I left it blank if I wasn't sure. And so you can imagine this list after a couple of these passes having a rough value and having a rough whether I like it or don't like it. I can sort that list, guys, and I came up with the exact job description that I used to go out and hire, an EA, because that's what I needed. I needed a new executive assistant to help take the tax that will give her life, but don't give me life, and she can do it a little bit cheaper than I can. So that's the second story, is just apply this energy audit to your life. Here's my one next level hack. He quotes the same line over and over again in the book, and it kind of became my favorite once he beat it into my head. He says, 80% done is 100% awesome. Meaning sometimes we can be slow to outsource or delegate things because they're not going to do it as perfect as we do it. But you got to remember, people need time to grow. The first time you did a task, you weren't perfect at it. And if I can get somebody else, remember, at a quarter of my rate, if I can get somebody else at a quarter of my rate to do it 80%, they're going to get better, and that's 100% awesome. And so we've got to let go of this until it's perfect mantra, and we've got to let other people thrive and grow within our organizations. So there you go. That's the 3-2-1 for Buy Back Your Time by Dan Martell. If you keep hitting against a ceiling, Gail Hendricks calls this the upper limit challenge. If you keep feeling like you're getting stuck, you're getting in your own way, you might consider buying this book, Buy Back Your Time by Dan Martell. Read it. By the way, quick pro tip. In particular, this book was a really nice listen on Audible because Dan reads some kind of bonus chapter, context chapters after a few of the, maybe all the chapters, but he gives some additional content in the recording that I found to be unusually helpful because he kind of unpacks some of the concepts. So I'm going to leave this episode with that. We'll see you next week as we continue on our gold nugget summer school. Thanks for listening to Return On Podcast. Take care.